This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our Three Questions podcast series. And our guest today is Georgette Kaiser, Carlisle's Chief Information Officer. Welcome, Georgette.
Thank you, Chris.
First question, what are you excited about?
Oh, Chris, I'm excited about so many things. I'm extremely excited about disruptive technologies because we see things happening that we haven't seen in years. It's kind of like the fourth generation industrial revolution that's actually happening right now. And so when I say disruptive technologies, I think about things like Uber and what it has done to taxi services and what it does for the ability for us to get picked up any place, anytime. I think about things about a new app called Heal, this app for healthcare, where you don't have to go to the doctors anymore. The doctor comes to your house or the doctor comes to your office. It's for a quick visit, like if you just need to do a physical or your child's sick and you have three children at home and you don't want to take them all into an emergency room into a doctor. You can have the doctor come to your house. You can go on and put where you are, what you think is happening, and a doctor will show up right there. So things like that really excite me. Autonomous cars, the ability that a car could actually take you somewhere. So technology's enabling people, enabling society to just be more productive and more efficient in their everyday life. If we think about Carlisle and disruptive technologies, I think about things like Watson, IBM's huge research product where it allows you to ask any research question out there. So if you think about what our deal guys, our analysts do today, if they could actually have a Watson where they can ask any question about any company, any type of research, understand the financials, instead of having to do all the research they do right now for private companies, it could just change the way that they work. And they could think at a much higher level instead of having people do all that detailed work that has to go on to gather all that information. There are products like Kensho, which is a product out of Stanford, which actually does something very similar. It's for financial institutions. It allows them to ask any type of research question within the finance area with respect to investment management. But that's actually been very helpful for a lot of research analysts out there.
And here's questions two and three combined. What are you worried about and what are you doing about it?
I'm worried about the ability to have the talent that can continue to produce these types of products that are disruptive. And I'm also worried about society as a whole. A lot of jobs are being lost through these disruptive technologies. And so we need to be able to retool and reskill your workforce. And I'm worried that, especially within the U.S., are we actually doing that appropriately? I hate to see us actually begin to create an us and them, where we have people that can perform at that high level and those that can't. And how do we take care of those people that can't? So with respect to trying to retool and reskill my own workforce within Carlisle, we have some online tools that we have been putting in place for our associates. One's called lynda.com. One that I've really been looking into is called pluralsight.com, which has all types of technologies, big data, if you want to learn C, C++, how to build an app, things like that. This product teaches you how to do that, and we're testing that right now to see if it actually works. I'm also leveraging programs like the Year Up program, which is a workforce development program for underprivileged kids. And they actually teach them technical skills. And we've been hiring them within Carlisle as interns and with the possibility of them getting a job after their internship. Or if they don't get a job in Carlisle, we try to help them get a job within the greater D.C. area somewhere. My team has also partnered with McKinley Technical High School, which is a high school that really has a focus on technology for kids. And so we've been working with them, trying to begin sessions where we go out and speak to them around cybersecurity, infrastructure, development, how to run a help desk and things like that. So there are things that we're trying to do overall just to try to help this gap that I just foresee that's going to occur because technology is moving so quickly in society.
Georgette, thank you for sharing your thoughts on information technology climate. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.